Welcome back, everybody, to the Business of Money podcast. I am your host, Nia Patrick. I'm the CEO and owner of Women's Wealth Institute, and I teach financial intelligence to solopreneurs to help you run your business better. So let's dive right in. Today's episode is about budgeting for solopreneurs is not optional. If you're a solopreneur, budgeting is not optional. Is not restricted or complicated, and it's not something you do when revenue stabilizes. It's how revenue stabilizes. And most business owners avoid the word budget. They associate it with limitation, but budgeting really isn't about limitation. It's really about allocation, and it answers one question. Where is this money going before it arrives? Your business works for you. You set up a system and a structure to generate revenue through your skills and transferring that to someone who's going to give you some consideration in return. That consideration needs to work harder than you do so that at some point, all you're doing is managing what's coming in versus creating and producing. Now you're in management mode and you're managing systems so that you don't have to work as hard. That's what money is supposed to do. The only way to get there is you need a roadmap, and that roadmap is called a budget. And if you can't answer where the money is going before it arrives, you're reacting instead of operating. And here's the reality. When you are the business, cash flow fluctuates. Some months are strong, but some months are also slow. And without a budget, strong months create expansion. Slow months create contraction. And that cycle creates instability. A budget smooths out that cycle. So let's simplify what a business budget actually is. It's not a 50-category spreadsheet. It's five numbers. Operating expenses, owner pay, tax allocation, reserve savings, and profit. Every dollar that enters your business should be assigned to one of those categories. If it is not assigned, it will disappear. And here's what happens without a budget. Revenues increases, spending increases, upgrades happen quickly, subscriptions accumulate, then a slow month arrives. Now pressure increases, not because revenue dropped, but because structure was not maintained and budgeting prevents that. Now let's talk about paying yourself. Too many solopreneurs pay themselves last, if at all. They also might pay themselves whatever is left over. And this creates instability at home. And your business is your paycheck, and it exists to support your life and your lifestyle. So owner pay should be a planned allocation, not an afterthought. And if you cannot consistently pay yourself, your structure needs review. So you might want to hit me up and schedule an advisory session with me to see where you at. Do you have a budget? Do you do budgeting? Do you do personal budgeting? Do you look at your numbers on a regular basis? If not, you want to schedule an advisory session with me so I can help you with that. I also have cocktails and conversations every Monday from 9 p.m. to 12 a.m. on Monday nights. Absolutely free. You just register once, get the Zoom link and log in. And I have products available if you wanted to do it completely on your time and you didn't want to do all of that and you didn't want to join and stay live and you're like, I don't know if I want to talk to people about money and stuff like that. Well, there's plenty of digital products and there's plenty of courses online. And then there's always YouTube University. So there's a lot of resources out there. But in terms of guidance, there's a lot of misinformation out there. So your owner pay should not be an afterthought. And it's not your structure that needs to review. Your structure needs to review, but it's not your work ethic that we're reviewing. You're working hard. You're building your products. You're going out there. You're marketing. You're doing your social media. It's your structure that's the problem if you find that things aren't necessarily going in the direction that you had hoped they would go. Now, let's talk about the T word, taxes. Taxes are not a surprise. Everybody always acts like taxes are a surprise. It's not a surprise. They're a percentage. If revenue increases and tax allocation does not increase automatically, you're creating a future problem. Budgeting protects you from that. Set aside a fixed percentage every time revenue comes in. No debate, no delay. More importantly, no guesswork. Now reserves. Reserves are not extra money. They're protection. They allow you to operate very calmly and strategically during slow periods. They prevent reactive decisions. They reduce your reliance on credit. And if you do not have a reserve target, just start with 1 month of operating expenses. It's easy. And then increase it over time. And you can cap it. You don't always have to put money away. You can cap it, let's say, at 3 times your operating expenses. Like, there's all types of measurements that you can use so that you are aligned with businesses of your size, what might be appropriate. They're called benchmarks. And reserves might have a 3 times your operating expenses. Just like a home is 3 times your gross, an apartment is 3 times your gross. Well, you can do 3 times your operating expenses as your cap so that you're always going to have some reserves. So budgeting does not mean limiting growth. It means supporting growth, because when revenue increases, allocations increase. Owner's pay increases, tax allocation increases, reserves increases, profit increases, and everything moves intentionally. You are moving your money the way that you are telling it to move, and you have the buckets to make work for you. I used to drive Uber. This is how I learned about cash flow every day. As a business owner, I was an Uber driver. I used to work for people where I get paid every 2 weeks. Well, my rent comes up once a month. And pay week might be the same week as rent is due, but it's usually after the due date. So I always have to budget for the first of the month to cover from the last paycheck. And why they're not in sync? Because I don't control the timing of my income. And that was a problem working for jobs. And then sometimes I got paid weekly, then other jobs I got paid biweekly. And now I have a cash flow crunch. Now I'm trying to juggle credit cards. And I'm like, this system is messed up because I don't control my income inflows. The outflows are easy. Once it comes in, it goes out. But the inflow was something I couldn't control because I was always on somebody else's time. So I wound up driving Uber, and now I'm making money every single day. And that shit was intoxicating. Like, I can jump in my car and just make an easy $100, $200, $100, $150. By the end of the week, I could have $600. And every time I drove, I made money. And I didn't have to wait for the money. The moment the trip ended, I switched to the left. And I got paid. And I was like, I need to put this in my business. I need to get paid every single day, every minute, every hour, the whole nine. So I created these digital products. They will sell, right? That part I wasn't worried about. Getting them created was the stressful part, because I'm building my structure as I'm thinking about my future. So I say that to say that when the money came in, now I can pay the bill. I can get the groceries. I can have a lifestyle. I can go out. I can do whatever I want. But I'm not waiting for my money to come in. When I jump in the car, I have a specific destination with a specific amount. The only thing I didn't control was the amount. And that was the final lesson. Oh, I don't have to just control the destination. I need to control the amount coming in. And then I need to be able to control the timing of it coming in. Like, there's all these little bits and pieces that I've learned over the years that I just need to control the whole process, which means I need a system, which means my system needs some sort of structure. So that's why everything moves intentionally with your business, because everything rests with the decisions that you're making now on where your money is going. So here's the test. If revenue stopped for 30 days, could your business operate? I'm going to let that sit for a minute. So if the answer is no, your budget needs adjustment. Not your ambition, not your social media marketing, not your social posts, not your shorts, your reels, your allocation, none of that. Your budget needs an adjustment. So your budgeting is not about restriction. It is about creating the stability that you need so that your revenue lasts longer than your time and energy. And it gives you control over your spending, saving, expansion, and compensation. It replaces reaction with planning. And when your business is your paycheck, you can't afford to operate without a plan. It also teaches you about financial discipline. And when you are a business, your business can't be a consumer of goods. It allocates products and services to a market. It provides value. The market will determine what that value is, which affects your pricing. It affects the know, like, and trust factor of your company, its brand, its products, its policies, all of that. It's goodwill, all of that. And that discipline of knowing exactly if the market appreciates what you've given to them, it builds your stability because you're disciplined. Period. And that's what you want. So don't waste the time. Take a weekend. This is only January, February, March, April, May, June. This is the end of the second quarter. You have two quarters worth of data, no matter how small. And if you don't have any data, you have two more quarters left to get your shit together. Figure out a budget. It's very simple. Write it down. And then stick it in a spreadsheet. And then start tracking. Once a week, every Friday, before when you have your coffee in the morning. Or every night before you get ready to settle down, take 30 minutes out of your time and review your budget and say, am I on track? And what do I need? Where am I trying to get to? Because this is your life. This is your destiny. This is your business. You chose this life. And I say this to myself. I chose this life when I was driving Uber. Because some days I didn't want to get up and go drive. Then I recognized, you know what? You chose this life, but I always had to make it so that I'm not dependent on the life because I was still dependent on one income. And then I recognized I had Lyft. So I was able to use Lyft in certain ways, and then I'm juggling money. And then I realized I need one day because I'm driving 12-hour days. I treated it like a job. Then I get burned out and it's just mental exhaustion. And then I recognize, bitch, you chose this life. So you need to figure out how to make the life that you're trying to create better for you. And that's how WWI was born, because this is my better life. Now I'm recording my podcast from home and everything's up. The site's working really well. My hosting is paid up for the year. So now it's managing the system and developing other parts of the business for the ideas to have this library because I built the platform. But more importantly, I said I wanted to work from home. Now I'm working at Walmart out of necessity because I got into an accident at Uber, driving Uber, and that ended my Uber career. but I was able to get a part-time job and I don't work a lot of hours. So that time goes into relaxing, planning, thinking, reviewing, and then getting back into action because WWI was already finished. And I'm like, well, I'll just create the content, but then I needed some tweaks. Then I said, let me look at my vision again. And where am I going to put the effort? My business of podcast is not up. So now I've been recording all day. And to let you know on a little secret, all my podcasts were built on paper already. So I'm only going through the basic outline that I have that I created with ChatGPT about my ideas and my company and how it's built. And now I'm just reading off my document for my podcast. And I think I got like 50 podcast episodes. I do a lot of improvising, but if you do hear me reading, it's because I'm reading my podcast because I did them a long time ago and I needed to set the time aside to record them. And I was always worried about being on camera. Okay, now I'm just doing audio files. And I started doing audio files day before yesterday. And I was like, if I'm gonna sit on the couch, I'm gonna record my podcast. I said I wanted to work from home. I said I wanted to do this. I said I wanted to build this business. I chose this life. How am I going to do this? Well, I'm making it difficult for myself. So when you don't look at your money and you're not budgeting, that's the same thing. You chose the business life. Now be responsible and make it work for you. Okay, that's it. I'll catch you on the next one.